大家好。
Hello everyone.
That's about all the Chinese I'll use today.
今天我所用的中文就到此为止了。
My name is Ryan.And I am from the English congregation.
咁咧，我個名咧就係周華欣。啊，咁通常咧，你都會見到我英文簿咧出出入入嘅。
I'm in my second year of a Master of Divinity at Taylor Seminary.
咁我依家咧就喺 Taylor 神學院入邊讀緊第二年嘅神學碩士學位。
But that's about me. That's enough about me. We're going to look at the Church of Corinth, who Paul writes this letter to.
好啦，介紹完畢啦。咁我哋依家咧就一齊睇下保羅寫俾哥林多教會嘅呢一封書信。
So when we look at the Church of Corinth, we learn many things.
当我们看下哥林多教会的时候，我们会学到很多东西。
We learn that there were many leaders in the church who were very well respected in the church.
我们会发现呢，有一班很备受尊重而且重量级的领袖。
In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul mentions himself, Apollos, and Cephas.
咁喺呢一封信入邊咧，佢就提到個領袖包括保羅自己啦，仲有阿波羅同埋基法，亦即係彼得。
And many people of a church probably followed their leaders because they had done or said many great things.
咁有好多咁有好多人翻呢間教會咧，就係為咗跟隨呢啲領袖。
If you remember and read in the Bible, Paul himself was a famous missionary.Who planted many churches and wrote many letters to many different cities and regions, which we find in our Bible today.
如果你隨意翻閱聖經，你會知道保羅係一個非常之出名嘅傳教士。佢建立咗好多間教會，同埋寫過好多封書信去唔同城市同埋唔同嘅地區。而呢啲書信亦都成為聖經嘅一部分。
There isn't anything wrong with the church following their leaders.
去追随一个领袖本身就其实唔系一个好大嘅问题。
Maybe they were good teachers. Maybe they were good spiritual mentors. Maybe they were good pastors. Maybe they were good writers.
因为佢哋可能系一个好好嘅导师、好好嘅教师，或一个好好嘅牧者，或者系一个好好嘅作者。
These were all good gifts that God had given to different people.
呢啲能力都系神所赐俾人嘅恩赐。
However, the problem arose when the people of a church placed these leaders above Christ.
但系个问题所在就系好多人嘅人心入边，将呢啲嘅领袖地位摆咗喺耶稣基督之上。
And this caused the church to be divided.
所以令到教会出现分裂。
In their arguments over which leaders were the greatest, the church was forgetting that Christ was the foundation of the church and the real reason why these people were leaders.
当所有人喺度拗紧边个领袖伟大嘅时候，佢哋就已经唔记得咗耶稣基督系一间教会嘅基石，同埋一班领袖人物嘅终极领导者。
And so Paul speaks against this continuously in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to 3.
保罗咧喺哥林多前书第一章至到第三章入边都重复佢强调。
He says this in 1 Corinthians 1:17.
尤其是係喺第一章嘅十七節入邊提到。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
一章十七節提到，基督差遣我，原不是為施洗，乃是為傳福音，並不用智慧的語言，免得基督的十字架落了空。
Paul does not emphasize his own works and the things that he's done.
保罗从来都不会着重自己所做过的事。
He does not even emphasize his own words and writings.
他连自己所写的书信都不是重点。
He emphasizes the power of Christ.
他只着重耶稣基督的能力。
He emphasizes what he had come to do, which was to proclaim the gospel of Christ.
他再三强调自己所来做的只是为了传扬基督的福音。
He speaks against worldly wisdom, against what people thought they knew, and what the Corinthians were fighting over.
保罗对于俗世嘅智慧、自以为是嘅想法，同埋哥林多教会人入边嘅争拗，都持有反对嘅态度。
It was not about the things the leaders knew, the things that they had done, but it was about Jesus Christ and what He had done for them.
所有事情都不在于呢啲领袖们知道啲乜嘢，或者佢哋做过啲乜嘢。最重要嘅系，就系耶稣基督喺呢所有人身上所完成嘅事。
He continuously throughout the chapters emphasizes the importance of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ.
在这一章里面，他不断强调基督耶稣被钉十字架而复活的重要性。
The Corinthians, in their worldly wisdom of trying to compare leaders, had forgotten that Christ is the foundation of the church.
哥林多教会里面的人用了世俗的智慧来将他们的领袖进行比较，但是就忘记了基督是教会的基础。
They had forgotten that the reason why there was a church and why they had leaders was because of Jesus Christ.
同时他们也忘记了建立教会和他们面前所有的领袖都是全因为耶稣基督。
If there was no gospel, there would be no church. If there was no church, there would be no leaders. And if there were no leaders, then they would not be following any leaders, nor would they be arguing about which leader was the greatest.
如果没有福音就没有教会，如果没有教会就没有领袖，如果没有领袖的话，那就不会有这些无稽和不知所谓的纷争。 就算他们争拗持续，也都改变不到基督耶稣是教会基石的一个真理。
Even with their fighting, Jesus Christ was still the foundation on which they could argue.
就算他们一直继续争拗下去，耶稣基督都是他们的 基石。
And it just showed how little value their arguments had.
而这些争拗只会令到他们自暴其短。
They were fighting and becoming divided over things that did not matter, when it was the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ that mattered the most.
因为他们的论点根本没有太大价值，所造成的分裂其实是因为一些鸡毛蒜皮的事，也都同时忘记了最重要的是基督和福音和信息。
1 Corinthians 3:18-20 says this.
在哥林多前书三章十八至二十节讲到，
Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile.
就是我们当头先所读的，人不可自欺。你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。因这世界的智慧在神看是愚拙。如经上记着说，主叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计，又说主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。
Paul starts off in verse 18. Do not deceive yourselves.
保罗在第十八节的开端提及人不可自欺。
Sometimes we think we know better because of what we know, because of our experience, because of the leaders we trust in. But in reality, do we really know anything?
好多时候，我们因为我们有的经验，因为我们所知的事，或者因为我们所相信的领袖而变得自以为是。但是事实上，我们又是不是真的什么都识、什么都知晓呢？
In 1 Corinthians 3:5-9, Paul talks about how, as servants of God,As people, we are all the same.
在哥林多前书三章第五至九节入边，保罗讲到作为神的仆人，所有人都是一样。
We are all co-workers in God's service.
都是神的同工。
Some may have a bigger role, like Paul's analogy of him being a seed planter and Apollos being a waterer. But above it all, it is God who makes things grow.
的而且确有些人扮演的角色比较重要，就好像保罗比喻自己为栽种者一样，或者阿波罗作晓冠，但到头来都是唯有神叫他们生长。
When we compare people to each other, we all have different jobs, but when we compare ourselves to God, we are all the same.
人和人比较，当然大家都有不同的工作，但是当我们和上帝比较的话，其实都是一样。
We are servants of God, but we are also co-workers of one another.
我们都是神的仆人，都是神的同工。
Paul writes to the Corinthians, Are you not quarreling like people of the flesh then? Are you not quarreling like people of the world? What, who are these people that you should fight over?
是保罗在哥林多教会里面书信里面问他们，你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是服乎肉体吗？照着世人的样子行吗？
Aren't Paul and Apollos just servants of God? Aren't we just the same as the rest of you?
难道保罗同埋亚波罗只不过系神嘅仆人吗？难道我哋就唔系同你哋一样吗？
These leaders that you are lifting up, we are still just people.
你哋口中所讲嘅领袖，只不过都系人一个。
Before God, before the ultimate judge, before the one who knows all things, before the creator of the universe, we are just people.
在这个天地的审判者面前，这位无所不知创造天地万物的上帝面前，大家都只不过是人一个。
There is no leader who is more important than Jesus Christ.
没有一个领袖能够超越和比较耶稣基督更为重要。
When we think in today's context, don't we still fight and divide like this?
当我们思考一下我们现今的世代，我们又是不是有着类似的嫉妒纷争呢？
We fight and divide over who has the best theology.
我们仍然在争论着谁有着最好神学的理论。
We fight and divide over who has the best education.
在争论着谁的学识高一点。
We fight and divide over small decisions.
为了一些小事而分裂。
We still fight and divide over who is wise enough to make the final decision.
为了一些决定权去咬牙切齿。
When we simplify it all, we fight and divide ourselves over who has the most knowledge and wisdom.
简单一点来讲，即是说我们为了人的知识和智慧去搞到水火不容。
When we think about it, the secular world argues over the same things.
其实再想深一层，俗世的所有纷争其实都是差不多。
The secular world argues and divides over politics, the people who make the best decisions and make the best systems.
在政治层面上，睇法唇枪舌剑，普遍认为边个嘅决策最好，就会有着最好嘅管治能力。
It argues and divides over money, the people who make the most money.
在金钱上针锋相对，仲喺度斗紧边个赚钱赚得多。
It argues and divides over philosophy and psychology, the people who do the best thinking.
在观点和哲学上面四分五裂，看看哪个想法更为全面。
The secular world even argues and divides over religion, people who hold the truth of the world.
在宗教信仰上面各持己见，看看哪个掌握生命的真理。
This is not the wisdom that we as God's church and children should be fighting and dividing ourselves over.
大家要清楚知道，这些并非真正的智慧。大家身为神的教会上，同埋上帝的儿女，我们不应该为了这些事去争拗不断。
Paul continues in verse 18.
继续，保罗在第十八节讲。
If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise.
你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。
Trusting in the wisdom of this world is a trap.
信任俗世的智慧是一个陷阱。
It blinds us to the wisdom that we have in Jesus Christ.
让我们看不到和听不到耶稣基督所教导的大智慧。
The world tells us to love only ourselves and maybe those who are close to you.
俗世的智慧只是教我们去记住我们身边的人。
Jesus teaches us to love all our neighbors and those who are our enemies. So love your next door neighbor and the Muslim who lives in your neighborhood.
在基督就教我们爱人如己，去爱我们的敌人。
The world tells us the truth is whatever you want to believe.
这个世界告诉你，你相信的东西就是事实的全部。
You can believe that the earth is flat.
即是说你可以随意相信这个世界是平坦的。
Jesus teaches us that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that none may enter heaven except through him.
耶稣基督就教我们，他才是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着人，没有人能去到父那里去。
The world tells us to keep everything we earn for ourselves. Buy a house, buy a car.Buy whatever you want. You have earned it.
这个世界教我们将所有赚到的东西都用在自己身上，去买屋、去买车、买什么都好，奖励一下自己，因为都是自己争取回来的。
Jesus teaches to give to those who have nothing.
耶稣基督呢就教我们去给予一些一无所有的人。
We volunteer our time and our money to go work at Hope Mission or Mustard Seed or the food bank.
所以我们当中就会有人去做义工，就去 Hope Mission、Mustard Seed 或者食物银行这些机构去捐献和做义工。
And you can see where the wisdom of the world and the teachings of Jesus contradict.
由此可见，俗世的理念和耶稣的教导是刚刚相反。
The things Jesus teaches are foolish and stupid to the world.
耶稣所教的东西对于世界来讲是愚蠢的。
The world seeks to glorify the individual.
这个世界吹嘘的是个人主义。
But Jesus teaches us to glorify God.
而耶稣基督教我们的就是将荣耀归给上帝。
When we become foolish to worldly wisdom, we gain the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
当我们在这个世界的观点上变作愚蠢、愚拙的话，我们就同时将耶稣基督、在耶稣基督身上变成有智慧的。
Worldly wisdom takes away from the message of Christ. Why would we need Christ if we think we knew everything there is to know about the world?
俗世的智慧夺走了基督的福音信息。如果我们能够对世界的所有事了如指掌，那我们还需要耶稣基督的存在呢？
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:11,
保罗在哥林多前书第三章十一节提到，
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
经文里面说，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
Christ is the foundation of the church, not the things we know, not the people we respect and look up to, and definitely not worldly wisdom.
耶稣基督就是教会的根基，并非我们的所知所闻，并非人所尊敬、人所仰慕的世俗智慧。
So in verse 19 and 20, Paul quotes two places from the Old Testament.
那我们就看回19节和20节里面，保罗用了两句旧约的经文。
The first is from Job 5:13.
第一句在约伯记五章十三节。
He catches the wise in their craftiness.
他叫有智慧的人中自己的诡计。
The second is from Psalm 94:11.
第二句在诗篇九十四篇十一节。
The Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile.
耶和华知道人的意念是虚妄的。
The wise people of the world think they know all that the world has to provide them with, and they think that they have everything figured out. But God would not agree to that.
俗世的智者会认为这个世界会为他们供应所有，都认为他们能够掌握一切，但是上帝绝不认同这个想法。
We look in Job, God catches the wise, and we see that this is a negative thing.
那我们看一看约伯记这一句，他叫智慧的中了自己的诡计，英文的译法就是 catch， 即是捉到咁解。咁系一个负面嘅词语。
Like a parent who catches their children sneaking out of the house at night。
其实就好似啲家长们捉到夜晚偷偷地出街嘅子女一样。
Like a police officer who catches a person for driving too fast。
又或者一个警察捉到人揸快车一样。
God catches the wise。
上帝捉到所谓有智慧嘅人。
And from Psalms,
而在诗篇,
the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile.
耶和华知道人的意念是虚妄的。
Now, how many times have you watched your children fail at something?
咁啊，问下大家，你有几多次见到自己嘅儿女做某啲事而失败嘅呢？
I know I've been that source of failure many times.
我就清楚知道自己曾经失败过好多次。
Many times I tried to do something. Many times I thought I had everything figured out.
每一次当我想做某啲嘢嘅时候，我都以为自己睇得通、睇得透。
Just the other night, I thought that driving my car to work was a good idea.
咁好似前几晚，前几晚有一晚入边咧，我就谂住揸车翻工，呢个系一个好好嘅主意。
It was a great idea, and then I forgot my car lights were on.
佢的而且確係仍然喺我發現我唔記得落車熄車頭燈之前，仍然都係一個好好嘅主意。
And you know who came to help me?
相信大家都知道誰來幫我呢？
My dad.
就是我老爸。
I called home and my dad came to help me start my car.
我打電話回家，我老爸就回來幫我踏著車。
And now my phone always tells me to turn off my car lights.
所以現在呢我就經常用我儲載的電話裡面去提醒我記得下車要關車頭燈。
You know, I thought I was wise and smart, but my plan failed.
我以為自己有些小聰明，但到頭來都是失敗。
God is like that parent who is waiting.
上帝就好像我們父母一樣，在這裡等著。
He's waiting for that phone call that their child did something stupid, and he goes there to help them fix it.
他等緊我哋去打電話俾佢去求救，打電去幫我哋去解決呢啲咁嘅問題。
This is what happens when we lean upon worldly wisdom.
而當我哋依靠世俗嘅智慧嘅時候
，So we must ask ourselves this question: Do we really have wisdom when we place all our trust in worldly wisdom?
這些咁嘅情形就會發生在我哋身上，所以我哋就要問自己：如果我哋將呢啲信心都擺喺屬世嘅智慧上，咁其實我哋算唔算有智慧呢
？Relying on worldly wisdom divides us as a church.
依靠屬世嘅智慧會令到我哋教會分裂。
Relying on Jesus Christ is a true wisdom and what unites us as Christian brothers and sisters.
而依靠耶穌基督呢？一個真正智慧的源頭的時候，我們就會自自然然地變得合一。
1 Corinthians 3:21-23 says this.
在哥林多前書第三章21-23節講，
So let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos, or Cephas or the world, or life or death, or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's.
經文入邊講到，所以無論誰都不可拿人誇口，因為萬有全是你們的，或保羅，或阿波羅，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或現今的事，或將來的事，全是你們的。並且你們是屬基督的，基督又是屬神的。
You know, we have a lot of problems, but God has given us so much.
在我们中间可能真的有很多问题，但是要谨记上帝仍然不停地供应我们。
Why do we let trivial things divide us?
为什么我们要仍然被一些琐碎的事去令到我们分裂呢？
Why do we divide ourselves over what the world idolizes?
为什么我们要被世界所崇拜的事物上划分自己呢？
The world idolizes good leaders. The world idolizes money. The world idolizes knowledge.
这个世界将一班所谓优秀的领袖偶像化，有着拜金的主义，过分尊崇知识才华。
Are these the things we should place above Christ? Are these the things we should be wholeheartedly chasing in this life?
那我们是不是应该反思自己，有没有将这些这样的东西摆在基督之上呢？这些属世的东西又值不值得我们全心全意去追求呢？
Paul says, "For all things are yours," and then he lists off a bunch of stuff.
而保罗亦都继续讲，万有全是你们的，而且佢亦都列出以下嘅一啲事情。
The church leaders belonged to the Corinthians.
教会各个领袖都系属于哥林多教会。
Paul, Apollos, and Peter, they all belonged to the Corinthians.
保罗、阿波罗、基法，亦都系属于哥林多教会。
But Paul goes deeper.
保罗亦都继续讲得深入啲。
The world has been given to the Corinthians.
将呢个世界交俾哥林多教会。
Life and death has been given to the Corinthians.
仲有将生死亦都交俾哥林多教会。
Time, the present and the future have been given to the Corinthians.
仲有時間，亦即係話現在嘅事同埋將來嘅事，亦都同樣交俾哥林多教會。
And not all of these things are pleasant, like death or the unknown future, but they serve to benefit us and draw us near to Christ because of Christ's promise to us.
當然有啲嘢唔係一啲愉快嘅事，就好似死亡或者將來嘅未知之數嘅時候，都唔係一啲愉快嘅事。但係因為基督嘅對我哋嘅應許，同埋哥林多教会嘅存在，就使到我哋受益。
Because of Christ's promise to us, we have been given all things.
就系因为耶稣基督嘅应许， 我们就得到所有。
God has given us this church.
好了，讲回我们，上帝赐给我们有教会。
He has given us his spirit.
赐给我们有圣灵。
God has given us these people, the people we call brothers and sisters.
赐给我们身边的人，也就是大家，各位弟兄姊妹。
God has given us all these people that we love, and maybe some that we love less, but He has blessed us with all these things.
上帝赐给我们身边所爱，虽然可能 有时可能会爱少一点，但是 都是正正这些人都是正正上帝给我们的祝福。
We have been blessed with a community in the church who are dedicated to coming to worship and fellowship together.
能够在教会聚首一堂是一种福气，尤其是当我们一起崇拜和一起团契的时候。
How many churches have disappeared because people no longer came to worship or fellowship?
那你又估下有几多间教会因为没人来崇拜，没人来团契而消失呢？
We have a church with four congregations.
我们的教会有四个部门。
How many churches can say that they have four big families of believers living in one house?
又有几多间教会能够讲佢有四个大家庭同一屋檐下呢？
Many of you probably experience that it's hard enough to have one small family living in the same house.
就算只系一个小家庭住喺一间屋入边，都甚觉困难复杂，何况我哋有四个家庭呢？
He has given us a building to worship in.
上帝赐咗俾我哋有一间教堂去进行崇拜。
How many churches can say that they own a building for themselves?
又有几多间教会能够讲得出佢拥有一座独立嘅建筑物呢？
And we have been blessed with our location.
我哋嘅福气亦都来自我哋呢间教堂嘅位置。
We are close to so many mission fields.
因为我哋附近有好多唔同宣教嘅领域。
We are not that far from the University of Alberta, from McEwen University, from Nate, several hospitals, Kingsway Mall, Chinatown, Hope Mission, Mustard Seed, Food Bank, to name a few.
我哋喺我哋离亚山大学不远，仲有 McEwen 大学、理工学院，仲有附近几间医院，Kingsway 嘅商场，唐人街、Hope Mission、Mustard Seed 植物银行都系我哋附近。
And most importantly, we have been given the gospel.
而家最重要嘅就系福音已经赐过俾我哋。
We have been given Christ.
耶稣基督亦都赐咗俾我哋。
We have been given the assurance of life through Jesus Christ.
而因为耶稣基督，我哋有永生嘅盼望。
We have been given this message and this promise of Jesus Christ.
我哋得着耶稣基督嘅信息同埋应许。
Is there anything better than this?
咁你话仲有啲咩系好过呢样嘢呢
？So Paul mentions two important things.
保罗亦都讲多两样嘢。
And you are Christ, and Christ is God.
你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
It is tempting to think that God has given us all these things to do with what we please, but we have to remember something.
我哋会难免谂到上帝赐俾我哋所有嘅东西，令到我哋随心所欲，可以做乜都得。但系我哋必须要谨记。
We have been given all these things because we belong to Christ.
我哋得到所有嘅嘢。都是因为全部都是属于耶稣基督。
We have been given these things because Christ has given us his promise.
我们所领受的都是因为耶稣基督的应许。
And furthermore, Christ belongs to God.
想一想经文上所记载。
Remember, all the references of him who sits at the right hand of God.
究竟谁坐在上帝的右边？
Jesus Christ.Is the one who sits at the right hand of God.
当然就是耶稣基督啦。
God, the one whom all things belong to.
世间万物都是属于上帝的。
And God may have given us all these things, but ultimately it is to God that all things belong.
上帝能够将所有的事情都交给我们，但是归根究底，万物的主权始终都是上帝的。
They are his to give, and they are his to take away.
即是说有权给就有权带走，冇得拗。
The church belongs to God.
同样，教会是属于上帝的。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ belong to God.
相信耶稣基督的人亦都是属于上帝的。
All of creation belongs to its creator.
天地万物都是属于他的创造者。
So everything belongs to God.
即是说一切都是属于上帝的。
And Paul summarizes this in one of his prayers in Romans 11:36.
保罗就在其中一个，他在他其中一个祷告里面总结了这一点。这个祷告就是在罗马书十一章。
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
So looking at everything, to argue and divide over who is the wisest or the most knowledgeable person is a very trivial thing.
因此当我们审视一切，其实所有争拗和分裂都是一支极为琐碎的事，我们不应该去花时间在这些微不足道的事情上。
It's not worth fighting over something so small and insignificant, because in the last days no one will be saved because of how much wisdom they had stored up.
花这些时间 在这些这么小的事上面，因为去到最后，没人会因为他自己所累积的智慧而得救。
No one will be saved because of how much money they had.
也都没人会因为他的财富的多寡而得救。
No one will be saved because of how many things they did.
更加没人会因为他在世上所做过几多事情而得救。
None of these things will save us.
也就是说这个世界上没一样东西可以救到我们。
And none of these things will hold any merit before God's throne.
这些这样的东西在神的眼中和神的角度里面根本就不值一晒。
We will only be saved because we belong to Christ and because of his promise to us.
我们之所以能够得救，就只是因为我们是属于耶稣基督，同埋他所给予我们的应许。
Okay, let's pray. God, we thank you for this day.
神啊，多谢你，我们赐给我们今天。
We thank you for this day that we could come together and worship.
我多谢你赐俾我哋今日能够喺呢度一齐去崇拜。
We pray that as we come out from today,
我哋只希望我哋今日行出呢门口嘅时候
，We pray that we will not be divided over worldly things.
我只想我哋唔会因为呢个世界嘅事情而去变成分裂。
We pray that we will not rely on the worldly things.
我唔希望我哋因为我唔去将我哋嘅信心摆喺俗世嘅智慧上边。
And we would pray that we would not be divided over worldly things.
我都希望你能够帮助我哋，等我哋唔会为咗世界嘅事情而去争拗。
We pray that we would be united in Jesus Christ.
希望你能够帮我哋喺耶稣基督入边变成合一。
And that Jesus would be our ultimate source of wisdom.
而希望耶稣基督会渐渐咁变成我哋嘅智慧。
We thank you, God, for all that you have given us.
多谢你俾咗我哋所有嘅嘢。
In your name we pray.
应该点讲啊？奉耶稣基督嘅圣名求。
Amen.
Thank you.